This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. It's not unusual to find public art in all kinds of places in Iceland. It is quite unusual, though, to find an old telephone box in Iceland. But I'm standing in front of one, at least a sculpture, which represents one. It is called Hvernig gengur, which means, how are you? How's it going? And it's a sculpture that was commissioned by Iceland Telecom to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the laying of a telegraph cable between the UK and Iceland back in 1906, and that marked the beginning of Icelandic international telecommunications. And here in East Iceland, where I'm standing, just next to the town of Seyðisfjörður, which is where this sculpture is, communication is very important because Iceland is full of lots of quite remote places. Technology, as well as roads, have managed to bridge the gaps and make communication between otherwise quite remote areas and settlements a lot easier. Now, this art piece was made by the artist Guðjón Ketilsson. And as I say, it was installed in 2006. I'm going to walk up to it now, but remember this number, 566-1906. Just make a note of that in your mind, 566-1906. You can't make telephone calls from this phone box, but I'm led to believe that it does receive them. So we're going to try something in a couple of minutes, just walking over a little stream here, up towards the sculpture, which is set into the lee of the hill on the outskirts of Seyðisfjörður. I do recognise this as being very similar, you might say, to an original telephone box. This is in fact a telephone booth made of rusted iron that was built into the terrain, built into the surrounding area, which is extraordinarily beautiful. As you might imagine, you've got the peacefulness of the waterfall and the stream just to my left, trees up to the left as well on the other side of the water, the most beautiful mountain scenery, and of course just to the left of where I'm standing, the town of Seyðisfjörður itself. You can't go in, you can't use it, you can't step inside, but you can see the words Hvernig gengur, how's it going, also communicated in Morse code underneath as well. So remember that number, 566-1906, led to believe that if you call it, it will ring. Let's find out.
Það engin notandi með þetta símanúmer. Vinsanlegast athugið hvort rétt símanúmer hefur verið valið.
Well, me that's disappointing. The sign next to this sculpture does promise that it can receive telephone calls, but not currently at the moment. I wonder where that call went. I wonder where the circuits sent my attempt. You can also find on the front of this sculpture the Geirfalcon, the Icelandic white Geirfalcon. This was on the Icelandic coat of arms from 1903 to 1919. Hasn't the laying of that cable been so significant to the development of Iceland? In quite a quiet way, really. We think about international air travel, we think about the road network, but we maybe don't think quite so much about that telegraph cable laid in 1906, connecting the UK and Iceland. If you find yourself in Seyðisfjörður, it's a 5-minute drive from the town towards the port. Go past the port office and you'll see this mysterious iron telephone box in the side of the hill. It's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/english. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.